The Old Dulles Area Muslim Society outside Washington is known for its efforts to promote interfaith dialogue and increase understanding about Islam. Imam Mohammed Majid says U.S. Muslims are deeply disturbed by the barbaric violence Islamic State militants are responsible for in the Middle East.
Muslim Americans are very troubled by the images they have seen of beheading innocent people, especially our fellow Americans.
You have been at the forefront of the aggression towards the Islamic State.
U.S. Muslim leaders have been quick to condemn videos like this one released by IS. Rizwan Jaka says Islamic State fighters are terrorists.
We condemn terrorism and extremism, and we pray for the safety and of our country, and we pray for the safety and peace around the world.
American Muslims object to the name Islamic State, saying it is an effort to hijack their religion. Nihad Awad of the Group Council on American-Islamic Relations.
They exploit my faith. And this is very offensive to all Muslims, and we speak against it.
Analysts say the Islamic State group, also known as ISIL, is a master of using propaganda for recruiting, posting online videos that cannot be independently verified.
From my brothers, come to jihad and feel the honor we are feeling.
An estimated 12,000 foreigners are fighting in Syria, including about 100 from the United States. The U.S. State Department has published a video with graphic images of IS atrocities in an effort to counter the group's propaganda. Secretary of State John Kerry.
ISIL claims to be fighting on behalf of Islam, but the fact is that its hateful ideology has nothing to do with Islam.
Other religions are throwing their weight behind U.S. Muslim leaders. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick is the Catholic Archbishop Emeritus of Washington.
Killing people, suicide bombing, the killing of innocent human beings is wrong. It is not the teaching of Islam.
Muslims here in America hope their message of peace and harmony will resonate.
We would like our fellow Muslims around the world to join hands and to say enough is enough.
And now with the United States pledging to degrade and ultimately destroy the militants, American Muslims are vowing to remain united against violent extremism. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Sterling, Virginia.